This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This is Nigel D'Souza, and you're tuned in to CNBCTV18 podcast. We wake up to solid cues coming in from the US markets, which saw a big rally post a favorable jobs report. Now, the key positive was unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. That's a 50-year low. And also, the August numbers were revised upwards. Our Indian markets, though, have been having it rough as the Nifty ended lower for the fifth straight day. They ended virtually at the low point of the day on Friday. And sentiment, remember, was dented as the Reserve Bank of India lowered its growth forecast. Now, in the past week, the Nifty Bank, and the Mid-Cap Index ended with cuts of around 3 to around 4.5%. The FIIs have been on a selling spree, and they sold every day in the past week, though the DIIs have been trying to offset this by buying into the Indian markets. Now, negative cues have come in from the FIIs in the F&O market as well. They added short positions, they bought more puts than calls, and they also wrote more calls than puts. The key level to watch on the downside would be the 50 DMA. That comes in at around the 11,090 odd mark, while the Nifty will have to decisively cross the 200 DMA at around 11,260 to make the bulls feel that they are back in the game. Now, stocks in focus today would include Big Boy, HDFC Bank. They came out with the advances number for the past quarter, delivered a growth of close to around 19%, while their deposits as well saw a growth of around 22%. Bajaj Finance as well trades at premium valuations. They came out with their quarter 2 update. The AUM growth was at around 38% on a year-on-year basis, while on a sequential basis, the growth was around 5%. New loans booked have seen some slowdown on a sequential basis, though on a year-on-year basis, looks quite healthy. In the second quarter, the new loans booked were at around 6.5 million. Remember, that compares with the number of around 5.3 million on a year-on-year basis, though on a sequential basis, it's a little lower than the 7.3 million that they delivered in the previous quarter. From the pharma pack, Glenmark Pharma will be a stock we'll be looking at. The US FDA has issued a warning letter to its Baddi facility. Remember, that contributes close to around 7% of the total sales. The management believes, though, that these sales will not be impacted. Well, Z is the stock that ended with sharp cuts in Friday's trading session. Now, the management has clarified to CNBC TV18 that the indirect pledge to VTB Capital is not a worry because VTB Capital cannot sell any of those shares. And they also state that strategic investors have reinitiated talks to buy Z's stake. From the auto pack, VSC Tillers will be a stock in focus. The total quarterly sales numbers looks pretty good on a year-on-year basis. Total sales for the tractors division delivered a growth of around 5.5%, while for the power tillers units were up close to around 4%. BEML, that's the other stock we'll be looking at. They've got additional orders from the Delhi Metro Corp worth more than 700 crore rupees. Sagar Cements came out with their September sales volume numbers, and it didn't look very, very good because there was a degrowth of around 33%. Well, this is Nigel, and you've been listening in to the Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Here's wishing you a happy Dussehra and a pleasant week ahead.